for. I don't have slides to show you. I hope that's okay with everybody. I would like to be brief and to the point. I would like to raise some issues to share with you, some issues from my experience working in this field for the past 9 years, more or less. I really hope that this panel is going to bring some interesting issues on the front. I don't think anybody would want to be showstoppers. We don't want to stop the agent of things, all the new technologies. On the other hand, we really want to answer, to address problems. We don't want to create new ones when the existing problems are being solved, like better technologies, etc. So basically, one of the major issues I would like to raise briefly before going to the risk assessment is the challenge that I see we face between balancing out security and privacy. In the panel there are people working more in the privacy data protection field. I come from ENISA, which is the Information Security Agency. However, I see it every day for the past 9 years that it's actually, you cannot actually they're not very different, these two issues. They're actually complementary. I would like to use a phrase by Bruce Schneier, which I think it's quite correct. He calls it a false dichotomy, and I think he's quite right. What I found out through all these years working in this field and the assessments that we have performed is that it boils down to a stakeholder approach. Basically, it's not security versus privacy or privacy versus security, but it's basically depending on the interest that each stakeholder might have, stakeholder being the individual or the state or the companies, etc. At the individual level, 99% of the cases, the security privacy requirements are exactly the same. So this is one issue that I would like to put down on the table. It doesn't have a definite answer, but it certainly gives a feeling of what is the challenges that lies ahead, also the Internet of Things. This means that we have to make choices. As a society, we will need to make choices with regards to which interest we would need to shelter, which answers we would like to answer, which brings me quite nicely to the second issue that also Hannah mentioned, which is that of the risk assessment. Again, during my experience, I've seen that the only answer at this stage is actually to be informed, to make informed choices, to be better prepared. We know that there is an Internet of Things, a new environment that is being envisioned. We don't actually know how this is going to be evolved. There have been a lot of talks the past 5-6 years or more about how this new environment is going to evolve. I remember 6 years ago we were talking about ambient intelligence, for example. So we know that we're going towards this direction. We know, and we've seen from presentations this morning, that we are going towards a direction where everything, all the things, are more connected. We know that for sure. We also know that there are many issues with personal data and also the issue of trust that we would like to instill to citizens in order that they use this kind of new technologies. So a possible answer to this, and I think it's a safe bet, is actually for the society, for the state, for the companies as well, to perform risk assessments. The RFID privacy impact assessment, I think it's one step towards this direction. We see that every day. We have to make choices. How are we going to make choices? How do we know what to protect? What do we need to protect in the first place? So if you have a methodology, at least a structured approach, and start thinking about this, I think you have more opportunity to identify those key issues, those major issues, and try to address them. This is viewed on the holistic level, from the societal level as well, but I think it's very important to be an approach for every stakeholder. I don't want to speak more about it. I think it would be very good if we could have a discussion afterwards. I don't know how Hannah wants to. So I would be glad to take any questions if there are any. Thank you.